Raid.
Raid.
Add butt to the beginning.
Raid.
Ride.
Ride.
Add foot to the beginning.
Ride.
Raidle.
You can tell by her enthusiasm that teacher Kelly Alikhan used to be a cheerleader. Today, she's teaching second graders, including Calvin Cohen at Mead Park Elementary in Danville, how to sound out words.
The super swatter.
Swatter, yep.
Starts why?
Started swatting.
And usually each week we just have a new sound of the week to work on. So we practice it and then Fridays we test on it.
This is called phonics, and she's doing what research says is the best way to teach young children how to read.
Reading is a newer advent in human history.
That's Erica Tiemann. She's the director of standards and instruction for the Illinois State Board of Education. She says most kids need explicit instruction, including what sounds letters make, or phonics.
And so our brain is not naturally hardwired to know how to read.
In 2001, Congress commissioned a study that found systematically teaching kids to sound out words works better than using the whole language strategy. That's where students focus more on guessing words based on story context. But whole language theory has been very influential, and Tanaya York says not enough kids are learning phonics. She's a former principal and a literacy consultant.
You can't have classrooms where students doing a lot of independent reading in time but haven't really learned how to read.
In fact, 38% of Illinois students didn't have basic reading skills by the fourth grade in 2022, according to the National Assessment of Educational Progress. That's just above the national average. Black and Hispanic children are even less likely to be proficient than white children.
And we have not been serving our Black children well. We need to interrogate why. And if they are not learning how to read, then we need to be looking at what structures we need to put in place.
It's the reason York joined the Illinois Early Literacy Coalition. This group of parents and educators got a law passed last year. It required the State Board of Education to create a literacy plan, which was adopted on January 24th. Erica Tiemann helped write the plan. While phonics plays a key role, it isn't the only thing in it.
It is a foundational skill. It's not the entire focus of the plan, but it's definitely an important piece of literacy, evidence-based literacy instruction.
Mead Park principal Tanner D. Lawyer wishes he learned more about phonics when he was first training to become a middle school teacher.
I also wish I had more of a primary mindset teaching fifth grade, because I think it would have made me a better teacher.
But the new plan is just a guide for school districts. They don't have to do anything different under the law, and that's a concern for York.
It's like we're inviting people to try to do the right thing. Like, that's kind of how it's written. That makes me say it may not have the impact that we would want it to really have.
Tiemann says mandating changes would be difficult because so many administrators and teachers would have to learn so much in a short period of time. And she says mandates are not always effective.
Generally, if you can get people to critically reflect on their practices and really identify, you know, we may need to consider changes to this and get them to arrive at those conclusions on their own, the adoption of that work that needs to be done and the ownership of that work is going to be on them.
In between classes, Mead Park principal Tanner D. Lawyer says phonics has already been a focus in Danville Public Schools since the district adopted a new reading curriculum a few years ago. So very little will change.
And really just getting every staff member trained with that and being on the same page so we have a common language across the board. And students, you know, even though mobility is high across the district and in Mead Park, students will have the same instruction throughout.
Despite high poverty rates, the school is doing well, according to the state report card. Black students improved faster in reading last year than their peers at almost any other school in East Central Illinois. The state has to prepare training courses for teachers and administrators on the lessons in the literacy plan by January 2025. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.